It's Playhouse in the Morning, 184, the number one hit music station. So you're scrolling through social media and you go, oh, there's Sarah Beth at the gym, all gussied up, sitting on a treadmill, or hopefully standing on it because she's sitting on it, she's doing it wrong. Do you go, oh, good for her, I'm so proud of her for this, or do you go, somebody's bragging? What are your thoughts?
It depends. Is it constant? Because that's frustrating.
Okay.
But I also kind of look at it like, oh, you're bragging. But if you are like, I'm making this life-changing thing and I'm training for the Fargo Marathon.
Yee-hoo.
Watch my journey. That kind of is interesting. And then if I really get to see, oh, there you are doing the Fargo Marathon. Yeah.
I got to see the progression of events.
Yes.
Hooray! Well, generally speaking, a survey found this on the receiving end. So you're scrolling and you see Sarah Beth in her sports bra and yoga pants on the treadmill. Most of us perceive that to be bragging, unless this person has made a drastic life change and is losing a lot of weight.
Yes.
If it's just some typical person you know that seems to be there more for the gram, we think it's bragging. However, they found that people posting it claim they think what they're doing is keeping themselves accountable. And because they're documenting it on social media, they're more likely to keep going because everybody knows they're going to the gym. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, kind of. It's annoying for the people kind of who it pops up on their feed. Oh, cool. You're at hot yoga for the third time this week. Good for you.
And then, shame on everybody else.
Of course, I click on the hot yoga place and I like look at it. Oh, what time do they offer classes? It would never work for me. How much is it? Where is it? Okay. I got the info. Am I going to go? Probably not.
If it was a little bit cheaper, I'd totally been there. But since it's so expensive. So maybe a quick Playhouse poll. Do you kind of fall into that? Do you find it to be more braggadocious? Do you find it to be more accountability and them trying to keep themselves accountable? 237, it's text 35270. Can you get my goodies? That's how I feel when I walk away from the vending machine in our break room. These my goodies, goodies. These my Doritos. Not sharing my Fritos. Flush the format Friday in the Playhouse. Why not for the number one hit music station? So, as such, someone that frequents the vending machine, I'm not one that posts a lot of gym selfies. But people do. They do this. And a survey found that there's two dominant ways that these are looked at, usually on the receiving end. So you're the one scrolling and you're like, oh, there's so-and-so standing next to the weight machine or on the treadmill or in their athletic wear just outside of the gym. People tend to go like, okay, bragging much? But on the posting end, they're claiming they're doing it more for accountability's sake. It makes them keep going because everybody knows that they're gym people. Do you think they're more motivational? Or more just like, I'm bragging.
I say motivational, totally, because I'm living proof. I mean, a girlfriend of mine lost 36 pounds, so I took the cue from her, and I said, if she can do it, I can do it. And I've been totally, you know, keeping track of it and posting about it on Facebook, and I feel like it kind of makes me accountable. So it forces me to stick to it, you know?
Like, everybody knows I'm doing this, so I got to keep doing it.
Exactly. You know, and then people leave really supportive comments and stuff, and it really is inspiring and it motivates me.
Good for you. Good. I'm glad that that's working for you. That's awesome.
But that's what I'm saying. If we're seeing the progression, that can be motivational. If it's just you constantly every day, yoga pants, sports bra, mirror selfie, okay.
I feel like also we're imagining like different situations, because I imagine that the person that is posting like the sweaty photo and like it looks like you just killed it at the gym, you know what? I am motivated. Good on you. If you're that person that you and I keep imagining where it looks like she did her makeup and her hair to put on this athletic wear and go pose, and she probably has not done diddly crap at the gym, then I'm judging you.
And you're probably already pretty toned and you're good. Like,
you're fine.
We know you're going to the gym already. You've been doing it for the past 5 years.
You've worked out.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. Go eat a cheeseburger. Come now. We've seen some texts on, is it braggy or motivational?
Someone said maybe side by side progress photo. That would be great because that actually is something we're celebrating and showing people your personal progress than just a selfie. Hey, it's me at the gym. Isn't this interesting? No, it's bragging. It's annoying. Someone else said, if it's a gym selfie, one or two randomly, that's okay. But if your whole profile is that, bragging, someone else said, I think people just do it to show off, honestly, and it is annoying. Someone else said, personally, I don't care if you went to the gym today or yesterday or the day before. Good for you for making a healthy habit, but you don't need to show the world.
This is accurate. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can guess if you go to the gym or not, generally speaking. You look at me to go, that guy's never walked into a gym. And you were correct.
And maybe you want to post. Maybe it's a cool, you're doing a cool yoga post. Sure. Show me that. But not just you sitting there.
Yeah, a cool yoga pose where you're bent over.
Okay, not like that. But
downward facing dog.
I did silk yoga. And you can like hang upside down. You know like how Pink kind of does her stuff? It's not as crazy as Pink flying around in her acrobat stuff. But you do get to like kind of hang upside down. That's cool.
I don't think they have silk strong enough for me to do silk yoga.
Yes, it's just like a silk blanket kind of, and then it mushes together.
You know what would happen? I would feel so proud of myself. But like, I can't believe I got out of the house and I did something as random as silk yoga, and I'd be in the most contorted, awkward position, and then I just hear... That's how that would go.
No,
for me.
It's like it is very supported up there. That would not happen. And it feels so good. It stretches everything out. I haven't done it in years, but I did it.
There ain't a silk alive that can handle all this. Is it burlap or what is it? What do we got?
I don't know what kind of material it is, but it has like these giant, like, it looks like you could tow a truck with these metal things that they hang and use to attach the ceiling. They're sturdy.
Well, I trust that it's the silk I have a problem with.
It's thick. It works.
Motivational or braggy, the gym picks, hey?
I honestly, because I'm not, like, in the best shape, luckily, like, I have a fast metabolism, so I don't have to work out like these people, and it's great that they see progress, but the whole world does not need to know, like, how many burpees you've done, how many laps. Your progress, moment to moment, every food, caloric intake, videos. I don't need to see it. I really, really don't. I'm glad that they're able to lose the weight, but it's really irritating after a while.
Yeah. No, don't disagree at all. It seems like most people are pretty anti the gym pics.
Yeah, people are saying, even if you do the progression photos every few weeks, fine. That is a great way to track your progress, keep you accountable. Nothing wrong with it. As long as it's not too obnoxious or come off as attention sinking. If you're doing it for a pure way just to share your progress, you're good. But most of the time, people aren't doing it for that.
Well, it is a Flush the Format Friday. Your throwbacks all morning long. Headlines 194 cast Sizzler on the next 15.
Let's go.